From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering a blistering attack on Iran and its proxy militia, Hezbollah, both in Lebanon and across the region. VOA's Edward Uranian reports.
Lebanese President Michel Aoun indicated that Hariri's office had called him from outside Lebanon to relay the news of his resignation. Commentators on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV stressed that Hariri's resignation speech was made from the Saudi capital Riyadh and that it had regional implications. In his speech, Hariri accused both Iran and its Lebanese proxy militia Hezbollah of creating discord in the country as well as across the region.
إلى أن تسلطت عليكم فئات لا تريد الخير دعمت من خارج الحدود.
He says that outside parties alluding to Iran that wish ill on Lebanon have sown sectarian strife among the Lebanese, gaining control of the levers of power and setting up a state within a state. He also accused Iran of meddling in the internal affairs of other Arab states, including Syria, Iraq, Bahrain, and Yemen.
It's wheels up from the U.S. state of Hawaii as President Donald Trump leaves for Japan, part of his scheduled 13-day trip to Asia. He will also visit South Korea, China, and Vietnam, his longest journey as president. In his meetings with other leaders, the president is to tell them that the world is running out of time to stop North Korea's nuclear warhead and ballistic missile development, which U.S. administration officials deem to be the biggest threat currently faced. This is VOA News. The second phase of a campaign to vaccinate tens of thousands of Rohingya refugee children against cholera gets underway in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. The oral cholera vaccination campaign, which is being led by the World Health Organization, is targeting nearly 180,000 children between the ages of 1 and 5 years. They will receive an additional dose of the vaccine for added protection. The children had received a first dose of the vaccine when the campaign was launched on October 10th. At that time, the oral cholera vaccine was administered to more than 700,000 people above the age of one. Meanwhile, a nutritional assessment by the UN's Children Fund finds life-threatening malnutrition rates soaring among the children of Rohingya refugees who have fled to Bangladesh. The United Nations refugee chief, Filippo Grandi, has sharply criticized the Security Council and world leaders for failing to prevent and resolve conflicts that have displaced nearly 66 million people around the world.
Have we become unable to broker peace? I ask this question here in the Security Council, whose raison d'être are peace and security, because I see the direct impact of these failures every day on the lives of tens of millions of people forced to abandon their homes with grim prospects of being able to return, sometimes for generations.
Grandi says the sharp rise in forced displacement reflects weaknesses in international cooperation. The U.S. government has released a report on climate change saying there is no convincing alternative explanation for global warming besides human causes. The report runs counter to the position on climate change taken by the current U.S. administration, as well as that of the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. A militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, made his first appearance in a U.S. federal court in Washington Friday, where he was ordered held in custody until a preliminary hearing Thursday. Mustafa Al-Aman, a Libyan national, is facing charges of killing a person in the course of an attack on a federal facility and providing material support to terrorists resulting in death. The charges stem from the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi by Islamic militants that killed U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. The recent flurry of social and economic reform coming out of Saudi Arabia has left some Saudis ecstatic, others more circumspect, and others, a few conservatives, bewildered or even angry. The Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, told a crowd of investors at a conference in late October that he was merely attempting to return Saudi Arabia to the moderate Islam that once prevailed before the Iranian Revolution. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.